Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit TrinitySchool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to TrinitySchool.org. That's TrinitySchool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Hi, listeners. Welcome back. I'm Nedra Glover Tawab, and you need to hear this. In our relationships, things will not be 50-50. I'm going to repeat that because I think there's so much information about there's give and take. There's, you know, when you do this, then that person should do it for you. Well, things should not be 50-50 in our relationships with people. That doesn't mean that people get to do nothing, right? They may do something in a different way, and we have to recognize effort even when it's different. And we have to monitor when we're just giving too much and getting very little in return. Sometimes it takes a while for us to notice that. And there may be other people in our lives who can point that out to us. Maybe another friend is like, oh my gosh, like, do you see the way the person responded to X, Y, and Z? You know, you got to love those friends who call out another friend for mistreating you or doing something in a particular way that's, you know, not appropriate, right? So sometimes we aren't the person discovering that there's a problem with the connection, that we are giving too much, or, you know, we're not showing up enough. But when this happens in friendships, it's certainly, you know, an opportunity for conversation, or it could be a sign that we need to pull back some and allow this other person to have some space to be more present in the relationship. We can smother people sometimes and maybe not even give them the opportunity to call us first, to initiate the invite, to, you know, because we may be giving so much, like, hey, here's the thing for us to do. Hey, can you... We may need to take a breath. We might need to pause and see what's possible. When we get in our relationships with others, we can be so excited and intoxicated by the energy of that person or the role that this person have in our lives. And we may need to step back when it's not being, I want to say reciprocated, because I don't think it should be mutual, but when it's not being reciprocated, not even in a 50-50 balance way, but in any way, when we notice that this person is not giving, we need to step back and maybe say, what does this person represent for me? And why do I even want this from them? What is it that I'm afraid to ask for in my other relationships? Why do I think this is the only person who can help me with this challenge I'm having? In today's letter, we will be talking about friendship, and not just friendship, but a best friendship. I know so many of us, we have high hopes when someone is our best friend. We want it to be the most powerful connection ever, and our expectations are high. But I'll tell you what, I've seen some situations where it is a one-sided best friendship. It is one person who's the best friend in that dynamic. Let's listen to today's call and figure out if this is a best friend relationship or are we talking to the best friend?
Hello, I'm a 20-year-old woman who's been wrestling with thoughts about my best friend lately. We've been incredibly close since 10th grade, but I've observed her becoming somewhat distant lately. About a week ago, we had a minor disagreement. And although she apologized, things might feel a bit awkward between us because of it. Our friendship has seen its fair share of arguments and reconciliations over the years, leaving me feeling deeply confused but oddly attached to her. It saddens me when we don't communicate as regularly as we used to. Mind you, this distance just started with "in this week." We're only speaking when I call, and when we do, it's brief. I often feel like I invest and pour more in our friendship than she does, especially during disagreements and trying to resolve them to preserve the friendship. My family and friends have pointed out that this friendship might not be serving me well anymore due to her nonchalant attitude towards me. I feel kind of guilty for possibly painting a negative image of her when I vent to others about our issues.
Often when we're venting to people, we're looking for some level of validation. I mean, it feels good when you're able to say, you know, hey, you're right. Or, you know, I understand that too. Like, hearing that from another person feels good. And that's, you know, that's 100% of the reason why we vent. We're looking for some sort of connection. However, you know, when we're talking about somebody in a bad way, it doesn't really leave room for an open perspective, because guess what we're sharing? We're like, this person did this, and then they did that, and then they were terrible here and here and here. And everyone is like, oh my gosh, this is the worst person you've ever met in life. And, you know, it's very hard to recover from trashing someone to, hey, this person is really great and awesome. And hey guys, it was me. It's like, no, you said so many negative things or painted them in such a way that it can be really hard for other people to recover. And so with that said, sometimes we have to be very cautious about how we share our problems with the other people within our lives. You know, it's important for us to have some outlets, but we should maybe consider sharing more of the story so that people can get a full perspective. And we have to own the part that we're bringing to the table, so this other person isn't the bad guy, that they can understand, okay, here's the stuff I did, and then here's what's going on. We have to be balanced in what we're saying about other people, or at least allow folks to form their own opinions. But if we are constantly talking about a person in a certain way, of course, you know, our friends and loved ones aren't going to like this person. I mean, I've certainly been in situations with a friend who is constantly bashing their partner. And you get to a point where it's like, you know, I can't even invite you over for dinner. I don't even want to go anywhere with you guys because now I dislike your partner so much. And, you know, maybe you've forgiven them or you've decided to still be in this relationship with them. And it's like, it doesn't work for me. The same thing with their friends. They can say such bad things about their friends that you're like, no, is she going to be there? I don't want to go. You know, you've said so many things, it just seems like this person isn't a good person. So I am saying that to say, please be careful in the way that you share these things. You know, sometimes we need to journal about our feelings about people. And sometimes we need to share them, but we have to be careful about who we're sharing with and how often we're sharing about particular people. The intention, again, is not to damage, it's to get that connection. And so just being mindful of that can be really important, because your friends and family are picking up on what you say. If you highlight all of the situations where, you know, it has went a certain way, then it looks a certain way. And I wonder sometimes, you know, there was a show called The Affair that came on Showtime. And what I really loved about this show is it told a story from multiple perspectives. And so somewhere in those stories, it was like the truth. But it was really interesting to see how from one character to another, they thought like, oh, my perspective is the way. And then this other person come in and it was just a little different. It's like, wow, we really have our own perspective of what happened during certain situations. And so just be clear that, you know, this is a perspective. It may not be what's actually going on. It is a perspective. And when I am sensitive about a person not calling me, if they don't call me for 2 days, it makes me think, oh my gosh, this person is mad at me. And it's like, no, they typically call every 2 days. So be careful about the energy that you're sending out to other people around this situation. You know, from 10th grade, about 15 years old, and you're about 20 years old now, I think you're still within that window of figuring out what the friendship is. You know, the average friendship, you know, it may not last about 5 years. I think anything over 7 is a gift. So you're still in that window of, are we going to be friends? Aren't we going to be friends? We're still figuring it out. You know, maybe the first 2 years were good, but maybe we're shifting in some, you know, different ways. And so figuring that out right now, it sounds like that is the space you're in this friendship. After break, we will keep listening and we'll figure out if this is a friendship to continue to explore or maybe one that we should consider pausing.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful.
Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Despite this, she's the only friend I feel deeply connected to, and I can't quite explain the strong codependency I feel. I'm seeking advice on how to develop an identity outside of this friendship and not let it consume me. She has a life and other friends, and I sometimes feel a twinge of jealousy when I see her praising them. I know I've overextended myself in our friendship, but I just want to feel appreciated and recognized. While she does show her appreciation, I find myself having so many expectations of her. Sometimes I feel like she takes me for granted, even though her family recognizes me as a good friend. Recently, we've experimented sexually. Even though we're both heterosexual women and deepening our faith, I realize this isn't healthy for me, especially since I've caught feelings in the past. I want to stop this because I know it could jeopardize our friendship. I feel bad because I don't want to constantly burden her with my feelings of her not prioritizing our friendship as much as I do. The real healing and self-reflection I need to do is to understand why I'm looking to fulfill so many of my emotional needs through her. Any words of wisdom would be greatly appreciated.
What happens on the other end of our relationships when people notice that there are some challenges in the relationship with us? It might look a little like this, where they start to pull back, where they start to create some time boundaries, and they start to create some conversational boundaries based on things that have happened in the relationship. If sex has been introduced and there were already some codependency issues, I can't help but think that that deepened the emotional connection for you, but perhaps it's not the same on the other side. Or maybe there's some confusion there. We really don't know, but I think the boundaries in the relationship, they have been blurred. But in some cases, this works out, right? Like if it's a mutual blurring of a boundary and we have these sexual experiences together and we both want them and we both want to continue in the friendship or bring it to a romantic connection, it's fine. But when the other person doesn't, it's likely that they start to exhibit some of this pulling away and making space in the relationship to, you know, just give it a little bit of a pause. And that can be really hard when you feel like, well, I've invested a lot. I want more. I really like this person. Why aren't they wanting to be a friend in the same way that I'm wanting to be a friend? That makes a lot of sense. And also, people have choice. We cannot make them want to be in relationship with us in the same way. You know, I think of that when we may have, you know, people in our lives who have a higher connection need than us. I certainly do. I have, you know, people in my life who would love to talk multiple times a week. And I'm like, that's a lot. And it's really based on, you know, the personality of the other person sometimes, or it's based on my time, or it's based on, you know, many different factors. And so we have a choice in how often we talk to people, and we have a choice in whether or not we want to talk to them for extended periods. So we have to be very respectful of people exercising their choice, because when we are not, they will just leave the relationship without explanation because we're not giving them room to exercise their boundaries. Ghosting can happen when we are not giving people the space that they are naturally creating. When someone is pulling back, they are stepping back from the relationship verbally, physically, they are requesting space. They may not be comfortable having a conversation, but it is clear. We used to hang out every single Tuesday. Now it's every other Tuesday. It is clear. And we have to take those as cues that this person, they may personally be going through something, or they may be having some issues with the relationship and not ready to talk about it. If they wanted to talk about it, we wouldn't be having this conversation, right? Or the conversation would be different. Like, I talked to my friend and they said X, Y, and Z. It doesn't sound like this person is yet in a place to, you know, talk through this stuff. And so some of this reconciliation around what's happening is going to be on your end. I have a question for you, though. With the codependency, which you're putting so much into the relationship, I'm getting the impression that this is a bit more for you than a friendship. Is there more romantic interest on your side than it is on her side? Is some of this deep connection that you're feeling, is it friendship-based or is it romantic? It would be really helpful for you to know that, because when you start the letter and you're talking about my best friend, I'm hearing some other energy coming out, and it's not best friend energy. It's a possessive energy that we typically, you know, see when there has been some, you know, romantic involvement or some sort of thing like that. And that happens sometimes where maybe we see someone in a way that they may not see us, or we experiment with people and we don't talk about what that looks like for the relationship. Because sometimes, as I stated, it could work out. But when we're not clear around what this actually means, it can create this discomfort in the relationship. So there may be a series of internal conversations to have with yourself around, why is there such a strong pull with this person? Is this connection for me platonic or romantic? Could I be in this relationship without the sexual connection? What does this person represent to me? Why am I clinging on to this relationship in a way that's different than how I cling to my other relationships? Those are your internal questions to answer. And then in the relationship, you may want to talk a little bit about, what is this relationship like after sex? After we've had sex, do we want to consider this being romantic, or do we want to continue to maintain our friendship? And if we're maintaining the friendship, what will those boundaries look like so we're not blurring those lines? Because you may not be able to blur the lines, or she may not be able to blur the line, but somebody is having a challenge with this blurred line. So there needs to be a conversation around, okay, now that this has happened, what does it mean for the relationship? Will we continue to allow it to happen? Is it something that we want to minimize in a relationship? How do we work on building the friendship instead of the sexual relationship? Or how do we build both? It can be really helpful for us to notice what's happening in the relationship. Hey, I noticed that there's been a shift in your energy. A few weeks ago, we would talk, you know, maybe a few times a week by text, you know, you would FaceTime me a few times, and that hasn't been happening. Can you let me know if anything has changed with us? Just talk about the things that you're actually experiencing and seeing. And you don't have to blame her. You don't have to say, you know, I know you feel, or I assume. You don't know anything, and you can't assume anything. You can only notice what is fact. Now, if this is a situation where there's really been no change and this person hasn't been giving more, I don't even know if it's worth a conversation, because guess what? They're giving at the level in which they want to give. And I think your work now is to accept that. Sometimes in relationships, we will overgive in an attempt to get this person to give more. So if you've been doing that, if you've been, you know, doing a lot for this person, and her family has noticed, and your friends and family have noticed, and they've not, and she's not giving in this same sort of way, she's probably doing what she can. There may not be more to squeeze from the situation. There is a matter of acceptance on the table. Can you accept a person who is offering less? It's possible that you can, but what that might look like in a healthy way is you having some other friendships and not focusing solely on this one. You're 20 years old. You are in a space in life where, you know, I'm sure through work, through school, or whatever, you know, your situation is in life, you can meet other people. And so having one best friend is, you know, is really great, but having, you know, a few friends is even better. You need more than one friend. So if you want to focus all your energy on this one person throughout time, this is going to feel a bit empty from time to time, because I don't know if they can fill you up in a way that multiple people could. So setting your sights on one relationship is typically not healthy for us. We need two or more people. We need to spread that love around. We don't need to put it on one person to be our everything. We need people to be in relationship with. You need to hear this. Two or more friends is better than one. When we center our energy on one friend, we put a lot on them. Our expectations are high. We start to believe that they should feel every need that we have. It is possible and more likely that you can get your needs met when you have more people. You Need to Hear This is an iHeart production hosted by me, Nedra Glover Tawab. Our executive producer is Joelle Bonique. Our senior producer and editor is Mia Dawn Taylor. Send us a voice memo with your questions about boundaries and relationships at youneedtohearthis@iheartmedia.com. Please be sure to rate our show wherever you listen to it and share this episode with someone who needs to hear this. Talk to you next time.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com, the lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.